Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Welcome. After the news stations join us, I have a very special guest and some news that many will find shocking and hopefully will spark some curiosity about things they hear in the news. Newsletter last week was about digestion, appropriate after Thanksgiving. Issues you may know you have and some digestive issues would surprise you because they can be an unsuspected cause of health problems. Well, the Cowboys did just fine without my lucky sweatshirt on Thanksgiving against Washington. But then my daughter had on her lucky t-shirt, lucky necklace, lucky earrings, and bracelets. She was really decked out for Cowboy success. Hey, speaking of football, as I admitted before Thanksgiving, I don't have a good ear for music. Well, that also applies to names. Longtime listeners have surely laughed at me struggling sometimes with guest names. I've had a few Polish authors that I suggested they buy a vowel. Seeing the names on the football jerseys has reminded me. I remember one player, I forget which team it was, his name is 8 letters long and has only one vowel, and that is a long string of consonants to figure out. Also, I've noticed the first names, a lot of them seem very original. It's as though there's a, you can go into Babies R Us and buy a naming shaker. It has 10 letters in there like Scrabble. There's a D, an A, an S, and 7 others. You shake it up and whatever it pours out, that's the new name. In health, there's a very important question. It's why? Whenever there's something going on, asking why, and maybe you need to ask it at several levels to get to the root cause. But I have an example, bleeding gums. And you're thinking, wait, I brush on schedule, I floss, water pick, all that. Well, a periodontist visit can help, but that may not, avoiding one may not be the reason that you have the bleeding gums. And here's a reason. Give some thought to vitamin C. Lack of vitamin C, as you probably have heard, is the cause of scurvy, which used to greatly bother sailors, was a could be a lethal problem, and they've started carrying citrus fruits on the ships, saved their lives. Well, the first sign of scurvy is bleeding gums, and it's because the capillaries are weakened. So, yes, do the brushing and the flossing, but add the vitamin C in significant quantities and see if that doesn't help. You can apply that principle to any issue. I've talked for a couple of weeks about a page that's in the library on hbnshow.com. And I think it's in the basics of health that symptoms are our friend. They tell us what's going on, and there are clues. A whole list of clues, like what it might mean if you've got white spots under your fingernails or weak fingernails or too much earwax. Check it out.
Wouldn't you like to eliminate bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with Ion Box. Visit the shop page of hbnshow.com. Again, that's the shop page of hbnshow.com.
As you probably know, bacteria causes dental cavities. You may not be aware that most dental issues are due to bacteria and other harmful microorganisms. For example, they cause receding gums, failed root canals, and failed implants. Fortunately, there is a potent new tool in this battle. Ozone. Ozone is created from oxygen by an electrical charge. Ozone kills bacteria, viruses, fungi, and parasites on contact. However, when ozone contacts healthy cells, it becomes useful hydrogen peroxide or plain oxygen. Ozone is also a healing agent. Dr. Philip R. Koslow is what natural health experts recommend, a holistic or biological dentist. Dr. Koslow uses advanced ozone techniques to treat gum disease, fungal infections, viral infections, to disinfect tooth surfaces before placing restorations, and as prevention in root canal therapies. Dr. Koslow's cheery office is conveniently located in North Dallas off the tollway. Connect to Dr. Koslow from the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call for an appointment at 972-458-2460.
Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, welcome. My guest, Jeff Bond, is a world-renowned scientist and writer who has extensively researched forager societies. We'll get back to what that is soon. Of the past and present, he is what they call an evolutionary lifestyle anthropologist and the author of Deadly Harvest, The Intimate Relationship Between Our Health and Our Food, as well as another book, Paleo in a Nutshell, Living and Eating the Way Nature Intended. You can also learn a lot from his informative monthly briefings, which you can sign up for at his website, which I've linked to in the description of today's show in the archives. I've also linked to his books and his wife, Nicole Bond's cookbook, Paleo Harvest, Healthy Cooking with the Bond Girl. Now, on Healthy by Nature, I will go anywhere around the world where we can find information that I think will be helpful. We've done interviews from Brazil, England, Germany, Israel, Montserrat, South Africa, Hawaii, and when we talked to Jeff before, he was at his home in Cyprus. Now he's in the U.S. visiting Palm Springs. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, welcome. Marty. Good to speak to you. Thank you very much and happy to be here.
Well, I note that you said now where you are, you can get your exercise not in the gym, but from hiking.
Well, yes. Palm Springs is surrounded by the foothills of the San Jacinto Mountains. And there are a lot of goat trails, but they've been gradually converted into hiking trails. And they're terrific for climbing and scrambling and jogging around and generally giving a good body workout.
Well, I'm sure we probably won't have time to get into it, but that kind of activity is also something that was in our ancient history that's too much lacking today. Let's start by having you explain, what is an evolutionary lifestyle anthropologist?
Well, basically, we look back to the origins of the human species, and one of the things that's been very surprising, which was only really discovered in the late 1980s, was through genetic testing, was that we were all descended from a group of people who lived just 3,000 generations ago on the savannas of East Africa, and to all intents and purposes, we're still the same lines as the time back then. And this opened up a huge, understanding of the kind of lifestyle to which human beings are naturally adapted. Because in that space of time between our lives in the savannas of East Africa and today is very short, and not much has changed evolutionarily speaking. But at the time of living in the savannas of East Africa, that was when our bodies and brains and minds were designed to work over millions of years. And so we understand that what has now become called the paleo or paleolithic lifestyle is the one that our nature designed us for, and that the mismatch between the way we live today and the way nature designed us, or our evolutionary history designed us, is at the origin of so many of the diseases of civilization, quite rightly called that. Diseases of civilization, the cancers, the heart disease, the osteoporosis, the arthritis, and so forth, which afflict us today, as well as lifespans which are cut short.
Well, just being past Thanksgiving, this might be a really good time to remind ourselves of how nature intended us to eat. And I think a look at the typical Thanksgiving table probably doesn't match very well. So what changes in specifically did the rise of agriculture and technology make?
Well, yes, you've put your finger on one of the biggest changes that happened in human history was when instead of hunting and gathering, people took control of their food supply and planted and started planting foods that they could use. Now, the trouble with that was that they didn't plant the foods that they would plants that would normally be eating, but plants that were possible to plant, harvest, and store through winter times and this kind of thing. And that was when the so-called farming revolution took place, and people started to harvest, grow grains, which up till that point in human history, this is just 10,000 years ago, up to that point in human history, people the grains hardly figured at all in the diet. And we now know that grains are a problem. And in fact, they were a problem for the people who first took it up. We have got all the evidence from the skeletons and the various remains of people that dug up at that time of how they had shortened lifespans, they had bad arthritis, they had osteoporosis and so forth, even just what we can tell from the bones, and goodness knows what they had from the actual body muscles and so forth.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Nabisco doesn't want to hear about that. chronic inflammation seems to be kind of a bottom line for a whole lot of what fuels our healthcare, misnamed. It's really a sickness care system. Tell us about chronic inflammation and how that relates.
Yes, well, I think you're absolutely right that underlying so many of the diseases I've just mentioned, the cancers, the heart disease, the Alzheimer's, all the kinds of diseases of the brain, very often are due in large part to chronic inflammation, a low state of inflammation that the body is putting up with all throughout a lifetime. And this inflammation is largely due to the way we're eating and what we're putting into our bodies. It's the high glycemic diet, for example, high insulin levels. That's part of it. It's also to do with the kinds of oils and fats we're eating, all kinds of things that we do know about now from coming at it from a different angle. I mean, most of what if you like, the medical profession understands, is from studies on what makes people sick. Well, I'm coming at it from a different angle, from what we understood the right thing was to do. And the right thing to do is not to be eating some of the things we do today.
You mentioned high glycemic foods, and that's all tied up with insulin resistance and prediabetes and diabetes, but it's probably worth reviewing for people who are new to this. What is a high glycemic food?
Well, basically, a high glycemic food is one which gives you a sharp blood sugar spike, one which is not what the body knows how to handle. And the high glycemic foods typically are sugars and things that turn into sugar very fast. And those are mainly starches. So we're talking, yes, about grains of all kinds, pastas and breads and that kind of thing. And we're also talking about sugars and honeys and foodstuffs of that kind.
And anybody that doesn't think a starch turns into sugar should take a little piece of white bread, just put it on your tongue and wait a minute or two. You'll be able to taste the sweetness as the enzymes in your saliva digest it.
Well, that's an interesting little tip. I'd never thought of that. But yes, you're right. The enzymes are turn starches back into sugar in nanoseconds. And so a slice of toast hits the bloodstream just as fast as a tablespoonful of sugar does.
And at the top of my no-no list are sweetened sodas.
Yes.
It might as well be an IV.
Well, exactly. And the sweetened sodas, well, mainly by high fructose corn syrup. And that gets us into another dimension of the fructose, which we can get perhaps on into later. But high fructose corn syrup is one of the disasters of the modern world, yes.
Yes, and don't think that is me giving license to artificial sweeteners, because as we did in a show a few weeks ago, they are a whole lot of trouble in themselves and not an answer to weight loss or health. We'll be right back here shortly with Jeff Bond. We're going to go through some topics in his recent briefings that I subscribe to. And so we'll cover a whole lot of different things. Thank you for being with us. Please stay there. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin.
Did you know many health issues are actually caused by being too acidic, and that you can improve these issues by simply becoming more alkaline? Wheatgrass is one of the most alkaline superfoods on planet Earth, proven to have higher alkalinity than other fruits and vegetables. Wheatgrass juice is an efficient way to alkalize a pH level of your body. Now you can get all the amazing health benefits of taking wheatgrass juice in a convenient powder or capsule form. Sweet Wheat by Brightcore Nutrition is harvested at its peak and cold-pressed dried to retain its live enzymes and healing properties. Sweet Wheat is vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, and certified organic. Whether you're suffering from chronic fatigue, acid reflux, digestive issues, or just want to support a stronger immune system and better health, Sweet Wheat is the alkaline superfood you've been looking for. Visit us at MyBrightCore.com or call today at 888-958-5331 and get up to 50% off your first order. That's 888-958-5331.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation, or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
Jeff Bond, as I mentioned, is a scientist, a evolutionary lifestyle anthropologist who studies and writes about what our hunter-gatherer ancestors ate, known today popularly as the paleo diet. He has a very interesting and useful monthly briefing that you can sign up for that covers a wide variety of what's going on in health. And I've just picked up a few little tidbits here and there for you to tell us about. One of your little nuggets was about a special component that's in breast milk.
Yes, I wrote about it, that just this last month. There's the breast milk is composed in part with what they call globules, which contain all the nutrients. But the globules themselves are encased in a sort of there's a casing, and this casing itself, which used to be thrown away when they made milk or formula milk. Has now been discovered to contain all sorts of useful and important important components, which help brain health and cognitive health, and that children who are fed with formula milk, which has been have had these components put back in, end up having a higher intelligence at the age of 5.5 years. So it just shows how, you know, we talk about breast is best, but and the formula manufacturers are doing their best to produce something which emulates breast milk, but they've still got a way to go.
Yeah, the original plan was pretty darn good, and whenever we'd make a marked deviation from that, we'd do so at our risk.
Well, absolutely.
And there is such a wide variety of brain problems in kids, from autism to ADD to... we'll get to some later in the show, that doing everything we can to give them a good head start makes sense. And the gut bacteria are also very important. And when you do formula, you miss that. So to the extent possible, always use breast milk and make sure that the mother is well supplied with all the nutrients. And a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how mothers don't always have enough vitamin D to provide breast milk with the amount of vitamin D that's needed. So this is an extremely important stage of life that needs a lot more attention to avoid all of the downstream problems that cause so much heartache, misery, and expense. So I'm glad you brought that up, found that. And another tidbit, you said that the mother's diet can not only protect her children, but her grandchildren's brain health.
Yes, I mean, this is the multi-generational epigenetic phenomenon, where the way you live today can affect your children and even grandchildren by epigenetic effects. That is to say, they inherit your genes, but some genes are switched on and some are switched off. And some get switched on by lifestyles choices which aren't good, and then they get inherited by the children or even down to the grandchildren, and they end up suffering from the fact the way the grandmother, mostly it is to do with the mothers and grandmothers, but even fathers and grandfathers too, sometimes produce these epigenetic effects, which kind of set a child off or a grandchild off with a bit of a handicap in life. It doesn't mean to say they're doomed, but it does mean to say that they might be battling a tendency to diabetes or obesity or and various other diseases just because of the way they've inherited genes through the way their parents or their grandparents lived their lives.
I don't think we talk very often on the show about epigenetics, and it sounds very exotic, but it's basically your DNA is the book of rules. The RNA is the messenger that takes those rules and sends the message out so that the body can make whatever proteins and so on it's supposed to do. But somewhere along there's kind of a translator that is the epigenetics. This is coding that's gone to kind of supersede those other two. And so if you're getting filtered and then some gene is supposed to be paid attention to isn't, then there's trouble. So don't let the word epigenetics fool you. It's just another level of memory.
Yes, and it can be modified back again, of course, by leading a good, healthy lifestyle, and you can switch some genes off, and your children, grandchildren can get back to normal, so to speak. So it's not doom laden.
I forget the exact percentages, but it's like a very small percentage of our health is due to what we've inherited. Most of the rest of it is what kind of a context we put it in with our lifestyle and our diet. And we can't just say, well, my father had high blood pressure, his father had high blood pressure, I'm going to have high blood pressure. Just reject that idea and do what you can to make sure that you don't continue the trend.
Yes, I often say this, that people say to me that just what you've just said, oh, you know, it's in the family. All our relations died of cancers or of some kind. And I say, well, it's not actually it's not genes that are running in the family. It's bad habits that are running in the family.
Yes.
All your relations who died of cancers, they were smokers, they were heavy drinkers or whatever, and living bad lifestyles. And you can easily change that. You know, this is the good news, that you, once you understand where we're, what's happening here, you can give yourself, stack the deck of cards in your favor just by living a good lifestyle.
Now, often we'll see a family portrait and all of them are fat. And so I think, oh, well, you could think, well, it's bad genes, whatever, but probably those people are all eating off the same dinner table and acquired the same snacking habits and start off the day with a donut instead of an egg.
Well, so. Exactly. Yes. And I mean, we haven't even talked about the way that since the farming revolution, the industrialization of our food supply has changed as well. And indeed, when you're talking about breakfast, the old traditional breakfast of a herring with some grilled tomatoes and grilled mushrooms has given way to, well, cornflakes, waffles and maple syrup and this kind of thing. And that just in my lifetime. So, yes, we can easily understand where we need to be going, really, if we just think back to what our grandparents used to do.
Yeah, it's one of the big eye-openers for me when I first did international traveling, whether it was Germany or Japan. Not only are there a myriad of ways to have a toilet or flush a toilet, which was mind-boggling. I thought it was, you know, like written in right after the Ten Commandments that it was supposed to be this way. It was what breakfast consists of. I mean, someplace it might be fish soup, but certainly not waffles.
Right. Oh, yes, as you say, I mean, in Asia, very often it's a vegetable stir fry with perhaps some shrimps thrown in. Or as I was saying, in Britain, it would be the smoked haddock with the grilled tomatoes and mushrooms. All this would be pretty acceptable. Or indeed, some people might be eating fruit, or they might be eating other things too. Salads are a big breakfast item also in Thailand. So, you know, there are other ways of doing these things, many ways to swing a cat.
Yeah, well, we have been programmed to think that it's only breakfast if it's on the Denny's menu. We'll be right back with some more tips and factoids that I found in my guest Jeff Bond's monthly briefing. Stay with Healthy by Nature. I'm your host, Marty Whittigan. We'll be right back after these important words from our sponsors that keep us on the air.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98.
click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Did you know many health issues are actually caused by being too acidic and that you can improve these issues by simply becoming more alkaline? Wheatgrass is one of the most alkaline superfoods on planet Earth, proven to have higher alkalinity than other fruits and vegetables. Wheatgrass juice is an efficient way to alkalize a pH level of your body. Now you can get all the amazing health benefits of taking wheatgrass juice in a convenient powder or capsule form. Sweet Wheat by Brightcore Nutrition is harvested at its peak and cold-pressed dried to retain its live enzymes and healing properties. Sweet Wheat is vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, and certified organic. Whether you're suffering from chronic fatigue, acid reflux, digestive issues, or just want to support a stronger immune system and better health, Sweet Wheat is the alkaline superfood you've been looking for. Visit us at MyBrightcore.com or call today at 888-958-5331 and get up to 50% off your first order. That's 888-958-5331.
Hi, I'm Marty Wittekin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why. When you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
In the notes with today's archive on hbnshow.com is a link to Jeff Bond, my guest, his website where you can subscribe to his monthly briefing, and links to his books, Deadly Harvest, The Ultimate Relationship Between Our Health and Our Food, and another book, Paleo in a Nutshell, Living and Eating the Way Nature Intended, which makes perfect sense. You can also a link to his wife's book, cookbook, Paleo Harvest, Healthy Cooking with the Bond Girl. We've been going through some bullet points that were in his briefings just to give you an idea of the kinds of things that are covered, although this is fairly narrow by comparison. You noted that researchers found a molecule, ursolic acid, that's in apple skins and herbs like basil, rosemary, thyme, oregano, and sage, help reduce the breakdown of nerve fibers that are needed for the brain to work properly. Tell us more about that.
Well, I don't know if anybody knows very much more about it. It's just that they did find when they tested these things that that it helped this process, and that it was a useful addition to our knowledge of the fine detail of how our food supply can affect our cognition and fully developing as a human being.
I should have looked it up, but it runs in my mind that that same molecule, that ursolic acid, is what makes pomegranate useful. And it only appears after our friendly bacteria have digested the pomegranate. So all of these things are tied together, and you can't take any one component and do it by itself because nature is very complicated. Basic and simple, if you think about it, but it's a big network that's all interconnected. We talked earlier about soft drinks, mainly in regard to heart health and brain health, but you also had some notes in there about soft drinks affecting liver disease.
Well, yes, this is where we come back to the particularly to do with fructose, the high fructose corn syrup that's in soft drinks, in the normally sweetened soft drinks. And the fructose in excess overloads the liver and basically gives you fatty liver disease. And this is one of the other reasons why, you know, people buy sodas by the gallon and drink it by the gallon every day end up with fatty liver disease. And of course, various other ailments too, because it's apart from the fructose, you've got the sugar too, and you're getting overweight and diabetic and so forth.
I think somebody would think fatty liver disease is probably from eating fat. It's because we oversimplify things and forget that the body makes fat and it stores in various places, including the liver. And that is a very major cause of liver problems these days, is a fatty liver disease. We only think about cirrhosis from alcohol or liver damage from Tylenol mixed with alcohol, but soft drinks, yeah, yet another reason to avoid them. Sedentary kids, it leads to heart damage as young adults.
Well, yes. Who would have thought it? Why? Perhaps it's fairly obvious that human beings are designed to run and run around and be physically active, not necessarily high exertion levels, but nevertheless be regularly active, up and down, up and doing, running around, trotting about, and particularly the kids. So they'd be running around all day long around the campfire and in the accompanying their mothers, perhaps when they were going foraging. And now they're sitting down all day long. Well, things are going to not work too right, because the body is designed in a certain kind of way by evolution, and it expects to receive certain kinds of physical activity, for all kinds of different reasons, including circulation, including bone building, including all kinds of other actions on the body, and if it doesn't get these signals and it doesn't get from the physical activity, then things go wrong. And now we're hearing that kids are suffering heart disease at an early age simply because they were sedentary for most of their childhood.
Yeah, apparently exercising your thumbs on your phone is not enough to solve the problem.
No, I guess not.
Here's another one that caught my attention. Gluten inflames the brain, at least in the animal study they did.
Yeah, well, this is where the farming revolution comes along, and as part of the mischief that happens then was the consumption of wheat, barley and rye, which contain this substance gluten, which of course nowadays people have got kind of wary of. We kind of understand that there's a problem with gluten, which is the main protein in wheat, and it's basically a kind of anti-nutrient. It's something which is harmful really to the body rather than helpful, and amongst other things, now we're discovering that it inflames the brain, at least in animal studies. All right, so maybe it doesn't do it to humans, but don't cross your fingers. Don't trust your luck too much. We know it does a lot of mischief. It gives you a leaky colon. It's involved in osteoporosis, involved in all kinds of things. So, gluten is not a great thing to be putting into the body. Even if you seem to be gluten tolerant, as most people may think they are, it's still not a good thing to be doing to yourself.
Yeah, it's a continuum from probably bothering everybody at some level to people who are sensitive to it and have certain observed reactions, all the way up to celiac disease, where it just wreaks havoc on the body and causes osteoporosis and a lot of other disease states. So in our website, in the library, in the food section, there's a lot more information about gluten, where it is, and how to avoid it. So we are, especially dietitians are often quoted as how we need to have these grains and particularly wheat is the most common. It's everywhere in the rolls and the cereals, and it's kind of hidden in medications and a lot of places you wouldn't expect it. So we're getting a bunch of it, whether we know it or not. And so if we can at least avoid the more obvious sources, I think we'll be better off. I know I feel a lot better if I stay away from gluten.
Yeah, exactly. And there's other reasons why you might want to stay away from grains too. They contain other anti-nutrients like the lectins and the alpha amylase inhibitors. And of course, they're basically empty calories too, apart from just being starch. They're not really very rich in nutrients. So, yeah, that's the...
And they have things that help block mineral absorption, which we don't want that to happen. We're coming up on our break here. When we come back, I want to talk about mom's Mediterranean diet and a couple of things that the research have come up with, which I think will be controversial. So with some excitement, stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittaker. We'll be right back with Jeff Bond.
If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion, and if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittaker, certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.
Revive by Brightcore Nutrition. Revive's superior multi-collagen, vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, and biotin blend can help with supporting joint and bone health, healthier, shinier hair, and stronger nails, clearer and more supple skin, better digestion and gut health. Dr. Whitney Bowie, dermatologist from New York, says it's the glue that holds a body together. Collagen makes up about 75% of the dry weight of your skin. And as we get older, we break it down faster than we can replace it. We lose about 1% of our body's collagen starting in our mid-20s and as much as 30% during the first 5 years of menopause. Just in the last few years, there have been some impressive studies showing that ingestible collagen can significantly impact the appearance of skin. Visit us at MyBrightCore.com or call today at 888-958-5331 and see what Revive can do for you. That's 888-958-5331.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
My guest, Jeff Bond, is a evolutionary lifestyle anthropologist, meaning he studied ancient and current hunter-gatherer populations to see why they are healthier than we are, what they eat and what they do. His books include Deadly Harvest and Paleo in a Nutshell. I have links to those in the archive description of today's show. And in the final segment, I'll tell you how to get to that. I think I'm beginning to see a pattern here. Here was another research tidbit that the mothers eating a Mediterranean diet boosted their baby's nerve development.
Well, there we go. The Mediterranean diet, which isn't totally paleo, but it's a lot better than the average Western diet. And it's quite close to paleo, depending on what they actually mean by Mediterranean diet. But yes, we're getting a lot more studies coming through now on the Mediterranean diet, and which are all tending to confirm what we've always already suspected, that that living the way that nature intended and getting as close to paleo as you can, which Mediterranean diet does quite well, but not entirely, then other things come right too. And what we've been finding is that on the average Western diet, babies and children have been having depressed IQ scores and IQ development and so forth, and cognitive development. Now it's just being released if the mothers live this way that you've been talking about.
Yes, and some people would like to think that the Mediterranean diet is spaghetti and pizza. Not so much. So just please describe briefly the Mediterranean diet and what parts of it aren't quite paleo.
Well, the Mediterranean diet came out of some studies by Ansel Keys back in the 1960s on the island of Crete, which is in the Mediterranean. It's a Greek island in the Mediterranean. And he found that these peoples who were poor people, but and lived hard lives, peasant kind of lives, and yet they had excellent health and they lived to very advanced ages in great shape right to the very end. What he found was that they were eating quite a lot of vegetables. They were eating quite a lot of seafood, particularly oily fish, sardines, that kind of thing. They were eating very little. They were eating very little in the way of potatoes, almost no cereals, just occasional rough bread, but not the industrial bread that we tend to eat today. And of course, it is the bread that is something that we would say, actually, that's not paleo to do at all. And the other thing is that they were consuming quite large quantities of olive oil. Now, he seemed to attribute an almost mystical quality to the olive oil. The good thing about olive oil is that it's not a bad fat. In my view, that's the main advantage of it. It does contain various kinds of trace compounds, which are also probably heart helpful. And we certainly use olive oil in our cooking and so forth. But that's the main difference with it. Not much dairy. We wouldn't do dairy at all, and we wouldn't do the grains at all. So that is the difference with the Mediterranean diet. The other thing to do with these Cretan people is that they were hungry a lot of the time. People didn't eat a lot. They were skinny. And of course, the hard truth is that actually being hungry at regular intervals during the day is actually part of a healthy lifestyle.
Well, the next time you're on, we'll talk about how the mainstream critics worry about the reduction in dairy and the increase in meat. But I want to touch on one of the reports that I thought was just fascinating, that research showed that the hunter-gatherer populations, which are dwindling, but there are still some to study, they do not have the gender confusion issues that affect Western nations today. Can you give us a little summary on that?
Well, this is it's interesting. I've spent many years in Africa, and but that well before me, people going back into scientific studies, going back into the 50s, 60s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Whilst people weren't particularly focused on studying what the foragers were thinking about gender, one of the things that comes out of it is that when they do start asking people what do they think about homosexuality, for example? What do they think about gender? They're puzzled. Well, there's no question. You know, there's boys and there's girls. There's men and there's women. What else is there to say about it? They've each got their particular way of lives, a particular way of living, which is important to say this, because the way the women lived, was different to the way the men lived. And it seems that evolution has adapted women to live in their particular kind of way, which is right for their tribe. And the men are particularly adapted to the way they live, to the way they need to operate as well, so that the tribe as a whole succeeds.
And they don't even have words in their vocabulary for some of the stuff that we see people in the news fussing about. It should make us think, and especially if you combine that with what we know about the chemicals that are affecting wildlife populations to where they don't turn out reliably one gender or the other. I think we've got some work to do. And we've got a little bit of work to do after this break. So please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittaker. My guest is Jeff Bond.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNshow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
I hope we didn't offend anybody in that last segment, but on Healthy by Nature, we just suck it up and ask the questions that should be asked that are making people afraid to have discussions. You saw that through COVID, and it turned out that we were right. There was a whole lot more to know than what was being hand-fed us. So all in the nature of just getting to the truth through science. The information that we've had today is available in the archives. You can forward the show and these links to anybody. You just go to hbnshow.com, or you can spell it out, healthybynatureshow.com. From the menu, select Listen. You'll see Archives. Pick the date, and there'll be a description with the links to the books and to Jeff Bond, and where you can subscribe to his briefings, which I know you'll enjoy. And at the bottom, there's a play bar where you can listen to the show, and you'll see there the kind of universal share symbol. You can click on that and send the show to somebody you think would enjoy hearing it. And we've just got about a minute, maybe 2 minutes at most left. Jeff, I'm going to give you a chance for a parting thought. Put a pretty bow on this.
Well, what I would say is this, that we've talked a lot about diet, but actually it's a whole lifestyle we need to be talking about. So it's not just diet. It is physical activity, which we've talked about. It is to do with stress control. And of course, the way we live today is very stressful, and we're triggering stress reactions, which our brains were never designed for. And I talk about sunshine too. You've mentioned the vitamin D and the absence of it in some mothers' diets. Well, we do need the sun. And it's why one of the reasons why I try to live in places which have sunshine and palm trees. We need the sun. One of the big difficulties has been with sunscreen, since the 60s and 70s, when they first got going, the use of sunscreen, it only blocked out the UVB, UVA. So we all got suntanned, but we didn't stop the skin damage. Now we need to understand that our skins are designed to have sunshine. Just let it tan up gently.
Well, excellent advice. And again, just kind of thinking back to what the original plan was will answer a lot of questions. Well, thank you very much, Jeff Bond. It's been too long since we had you on. I'll try not to make that mistake again. Thanks for your work and for sharing your time with us today. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Wagen. Please join us again next week.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
The far infrared component of sunlight is a nutrient and a natural remedy. These waves are invisible. They're at the far end of the spectrum from the ones that cause sunburn. I'm excited about the convenient and affordable far infrared table lamp. The lamp focuses that light power on whatever part of the body you want to help. It gently stimulates circulation, lymphatic drainage, and immune function, while it oxygenates and energizes cells. Every home and office should have one, and it would make a terrific gift. Who doesn't at least occasionally have a sore throat or stiff joint, congested sinuses, a rash or injury? You might just want to strengthen your eyes or ears. Save with the code HBNLAMP. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details, or call Phil at 626-200-8454. 626-200-8454.
Wouldn't you like to eliminate bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small, so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone-free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with IonBox. Visit the shop page of hbnshow.com. Again, that's the shop page of hbnshow.com.